that the matter is proceeding as it is at the moment. We have been in close contact with the police, and in fairness to the police, one of the officers has remained in very close contact with myself and did keep us updated as of last week. So we knew of this development, and the family knew of this development, and I had informed them. Mm-hmm. What had happened was that over last Thursday and last Friday, the 8th and 9th of June, it took a period of 2 days. The police there formally lodged with a magistrate there and with the local court the actual charge sheet, and he has been charged with murder and with rape, with robbery, and with the destruction and the hiding of evidence. All of these things, obviously, contrary to the Indian Penal Code. So this process will now have to take as where it's going to take us. The evidence, we'll have to follow it, and we'll see what develops next.
You talked the last time you were on with us about the importance of a second autopsy here that was conducted here, and also information that had been gathered via a worldwide appeal. Did that influence sort of the progression of this case, or will that perhaps that information become more sort of important, if you know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry if I'm choosing the wrong words, Des. It's not intentional.
Totally understand, and I think it's actually a very good question, very well put, if I may say so, because that very process that we have been involved in, I think it has been crucial to this whole case, because the international appeal was a magnificent success, and we received quite a lot of support, quite a lot of information, both in terms of statements, video footage and photographic footage, which is invaluable. And what our intention is, with all that information and evidence that we have gathered ourselves and which the family have done, is to put that together and at some point in the near future is to present that to the prosecuting authorities in India in the hope that they can use that, because I have made the point, without being critical of the process in India, at the same what happened here, is that you find that a lot of people generally, you know, are suspicious of the police for whatever reason, whether it's right or wrong, and they're more content in giving the information to somebody else for it to be passed on. So that has been an influence, and it has helped, because as we know, in a case like this, there are so many theories floating about. There are so many people who have opinions on it, and all of them are they're heartfelt, and they're genuine, but the evidence has to back up what allegations are being made. And all we know at the moment, on the record and officially, is that Baguette has now been formally charged with murder, rape, robbery and destruction and hiding of evidence, which of course we have to be content with, and it is a step forward.
And it's a balance too, isn't it, Des? Because, you know, while the instinct would want this to be progressed quickly and that, you know, justice was delivered, the process, we don't want it to be sort of damaged by being rushed either, so it's... No. It requires a bit of patience too, I suppose, which is difficult in this situation.
It is, but that's the process of the law. I mean, the murder took place very, very, very recently, the 13th of March. So the process will take time. And, I mean, if we mirror it against any type of situation here, in whatever jurisdiction, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, or the South, it would be exactly the same. The process takes time. And, for example, the other matter that you had asked me there about was the second autopsy, which the family requested in respect of Danielle. As of now, that report is still not available, but we are told by the Dublin Coroner's Office that hopefully the report will be made available to us at the end of this month, if not early next month. And, of course, that will have a major determination in the case, because without being into too much of the detail, I mean, you know, and it is a matter of public knowledge, that there are allegations that other people were involved. So we want to see what the second autopsy report revealed, and that's coming from our own jurisdiction in Dublin.
And we were told by a journalist that covers matters in India that the judicial wheels there can move incredibly slowly. While charges have now been sort of conveyed as such, do we know if... Is there any time frame being given to the family via you, Des, or directly as to how this will progress and the time frame?
No, nobody can tell us this will definitely happen on a given date, but I have to judge this against my own experience in many years of dealing with cases of this nature in this jurisdiction and beyond. And things take time. We're living in an environment now in the world where everybody wants everything done instantaneously because of social media, and everybody wants everything done right away. That does not happen in the law. If anyone has been in any legal process whatsoever, it is torturous, it is slow, and justice takes time, and we have to be extremely careful not to rush anything, because there are precedents of this littered in this jurisdiction and beyond when things have been rushed. And because even initially I was very sceptical of Bagat's alleged confessions, I was worried about that, and then there was more revelations. And so all these issues take time, but I would expect, with the normal course of events in any legal process, it may well be the autumn before matters are progressed more significantly before any court. But we will just have to wait and see, because we're still waiting on the results, as I understand it, of much toxicology and other matters. And I think the authorities in India are waiting on that as well. There's quite a large forensic tranche of evidence that is still not properly processed. And we are waiting on the results of the second autopsy here. When all that information comes to light, that'll be detailed in very detailed documents. That will take time to read. So I would expect it'll be a few months yet before you sort of see a proper formal live court process.